After the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a famous battle called Yamama. And in that battle, many of the Huffaz who had memorized the entire Quran were martyred. Umar radiallahu an then approached Abu Bakr radiallahu an, who was the Khalifa at that time. And he said to Abu Bakr that we must gather this Quran because I fear that as more of our Huffaz become shaheed, the Quran will slowly become lost amongst us. Abu Bakr immediately, knee-jerk reaction, said, no way. How can you expect me to do something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never did? This is a man who walked in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would not imagine or dare think of an innovation, whether good or bad, in the deen. So it was completely beyond his ability to even imagine that he'd do something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't do. Umar began to convince him and convince him and convince him, up until he slowly became convinced, and he says, then the light in the heart of Umar became the light in the heart of my chest, and I too agreed that we needed to undertake this responsibility. So what do they do? They say, well, the best amongst us who was the scribe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Zayd ibn Thabit. Call him. Let us ask him to take this task upon himself. When they call him, both of them are sitting with him, Amir al-Mu'mineen and Umar radiallahu an, two of the greatest companions in the history of this deen, both sitting in front of Zayd ibn Thabit, pleading their case, saying that this needs to be done. Knee-jerk reaction. How can you expect me to do something that the Prophet ﷺ did not undertake in his life? This was their molding, that they followed the sunnah footstep by footstep. They could not imagine to do something outside of the sunnah, no matter how good and great it sounded. Despite the fact that Umar and Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, two of the greatest companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the greatest believers in this deen, the most firm and staunch, Abu Bakr on one hand, the one whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you put the iman of Abu Bakr on one side of a balance and put the iman of the rest of the ummah on the other, Abu Bakr's outweighs. And Umar radiallahu anh, about whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if there was to be a prophet after me, it would have been Umar. These two men are standing in front of Zayd ibn Thabit, and he won't accept. He will not accept this task until slowly they begin to convince him, and they begin to convince him, and they begin to convince him, and he says, Wallahi, the light of the sharah sada, the clearness in the chest of Umar and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma, that also came into my chest. And then he made a statement which, subhanAllah, shows you how seriously he took on the task. He said to Umar and Abu Bakr radiallahu an, were you to have commanded me to take a mountain and move it from one place to another, it would have been easier for me than compiling this book which was bestowed upon the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how deeply he took on this responsibility. So what does he do? He begins to compile the various written pieces of the revelation. And how does he do so? He then uses four mechanisms to verify that the Qur'an is being compiled exactly as the Prophet ﷺ recited it to them. Number one, he uses his own memory. He had memorized the Qur'an, and he was one of the greatest reciters of the Qur'an, so he takes what's in his memory as the essential framework. And then number two, he collects all of the written parchment of the Holy Qur'an from every single person that has it. Every person that he can find that has the written Qur'an on any type of parchment, he collects it. And not only does he collect it, but he requires that person who has those written ayat bring two witnesses that saw that person write those ayat in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So not only does he say, bring me the parchment. He says, bring me two witnesses who will testify that you wrote these ayat in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So slowly he begins to collect all the various parchment. Then he begins to compare the parchments to one another. Certain people had written, two or three people might have written Surah Al-Fatiha. Five or six people might have written Surah An-Nas. He begins to compare between them. And finally, he runs all of this by Umar radiallahu an, who was also a hafiz of the Qur'an. And so these four mechanisms were then used in order to verify that a true compilation of the Holy Qur'an was being prepared. So, He prepared the compilation of the Holy Quran and he gave it to Abu Bakr radiallahu an. This compilation of the Holy Quran was called Al-Umm, meaning the mother copy of the Quran, the essence of the Quran, the source of the Quran. And it had the following characteristics. Number one, each surah was written in a separate binding, but the verses were put in order. So the surah weren't put in order. Each surah in the order that it existed in was not put in that order. Instead, each surah was separately bound, but the verses were kept in order. So they created 114 individual suhuf, individual pamphlets of the Holy Quran. All seven huruf, or the ahruf, which we call the ahruf, the seven forms of recitation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all seven of those were retained. One of them was the recitation of the Quraysh. And then there were six others, which were also preserved within this book. The other characteristic, or then finally, this copy of Al-Umm was given to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu expired or passed away, then Umar radiallahu anhu received it. When Umar radiallahu anhu received it, it went to Hafsa radiallahu anha. After Hafsa passed away, it was eventually burned by Marwan. And I'll explain to you why it was burned. During the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, Hudhayfa came to Uthman after participating in the jihad on the Armenian and Azerbaijan front. And he said to Uthman radiallahu anhu that I have recently come from this front, this battlefield, and I have found that the various Muslims are fighting over the recitation of the Holy Quran. The people of Iran and Iraq, they are following the recitation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And the people of Syria are reading the recitation of Ubay ibn Ka'b. So there were various recitations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed upon the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were seven in all. And this person, Hudhayfa, he found that people were arguing about the recitations. And so he said to Uthman, we need to unify the manuscript. We need to make one single recitation, and then that should be the dominant recitation for all of the Muslims. Otherwise, this will become a big problem and it will disunite the Muslims. So Uthman set up a committee of four people. These four people joined together in order to put together the Uthmani manuscript, which is a famous manuscript which the whole world reads today. Those four people were number one, Zayd ibn Thabit, number two, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, number three, Sa'd ibn As, and number four, Abdurrahman ibn Harith ibn Hashim. Ibn Hisham. These four people were joined together in a committee to put together a final compilation of the Holy Quran. So they went and they took Al-Umm from Hafsa radiallahu anha, and they used that to then create a manuscript of the Quran where the surahs were then placed in order. And they took only one of the recitations. Of the seven recitations, they took one, which was the recitation of the Quraysh. And they said the Quraysh was the asal language of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the asal language of the leadership of the Muslims. And so therefore, that would become the final language of the Quran. And then they collected all the other manuscripts of the Quran and they burned all of them. And they created this one manuscript. They made five or six copies, I can't recall. And then this was called the Uthmani manuscript, the Uthmani Mushaf. And then they distributed this to each corner of the Islamic kingdom, and Uthman radiallahu anhu kept one himself. Al-Umm, the original book, that was not burnt. That was given back to Hafsa because that was her property. She earned it. It was her property. She received it from the inheritance of her father. But when she passed away, Marwan then recalled Al-Umm and also burned that so that there could never ever be a dispute among the Muslims ever again. And so there was now one recitation of the Quran, which was on the language of the Quraysh, and that became the Uthmani manuscript. All of the Sahaba living at that time agreed that this was to be the final true manuscript of the Holy Quran, and then this became that manuscript which was distributed throughout the entire world. And that's the manuscript that we recite, that we read and recite today, and that's the manuscript that everyone in the world has, and it's the only manuscript in existence.